When you have a project and you send them an email that you're looking to raise capital, raise money for your projects, then you want to go ahead and create some kind of marketing campaign so you're always on top of mind.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Okay, I'm going to talk about how to raise money for your real estate projects. Okay, so I get asked that question quite often. Look, when I used to flip single family houses, I did like 50, okay, in 1 year. So I would have anywhere from 12 to 16 houses at a time. You know, each one are, you know, $200,000 to $300,000 between purchase price and rehab funds. So I had $3-4 million of investors' money at one time, right? And it was cycling in and out. So how did I build that, right? On the single family flips and also for my commercial properties that I buy, the apartment buildings that I buy, I go out and I raise money from private investors that help me for the down payment. And that's how you do a syndication. So number one, okay, you got to believe, you'll hear that all the time in all my videos. Number one, you got to believe that you can raise money. If you don't believe you can raise money, guess what? You're never going to believe it, because if you walk up to somebody and you're super nervous and you're not confident, they're not gonna give you money, right? Or if you sound like you're needy and all that, they're not gonna give you any money, okay? But most important, you gotta believe. You gotta believe that you can raise money. Number two, where are you gonna go raise money from? Well, first start with friends and family, but ideally, you wanna network, right? Where are you hanging out? What are you doing every weekend? You know, you're hanging out, you know, what are you doing? Where are you hanging out every weekend, right? Like, you know, you're hanging out, going to the movies every weekend? Are you, every other weekend, you planning to going on to some networking events? Right? It's not all about work, but what are you doing on your free time? You got to definitely network with like-minded individuals. If you want to flip houses, you want to go hang out with a bunch of flippers. If you want to buy apartment buildings and you want to raise money, things like that, you got to go find local meetups, regional meetups, or even if you live in North Carolina and you got to fly down to Dallas, Texas for a multifamily event, you go do that, right? Spend a few hundred dollars, spend $1,500, and go to one of these events that are 2-3 days long, and you get to make a lot of connections. You get to learn and you make a lot of connections. You connect with operators, and people are there that want to invest money in real estate projects. That's why they're there, okay? A lot of these are busy professionals and they're looking for operators that they can deploy their money and make a return on. So that's why they go to these events. So that's number two, right? Is network. Number three is you got to take some action, right? Now you got to figure out how you're going to, say you got a project, you got to make sure that you're not emailing these investors only when you need money, right? So what's your action item for them after you meet them? You meet them, you get the business card, you put them on your email list, and you send them an email once a month, see how they're doing, and just give a newsletter, do whatever it is to be in front, top of mind. So in 3 months from now, when you have a project, and you send them an email that you're looking to raise capital, raise money for your projects, then, you know, this is not the first time they hear from you. You know, it's been a year and now they finally hear from you, right? You want to go ahead and create some kind of marketing campaign so you're always on top of mind. Now, before you raise money, make sure you talk to an attorney so you do it the right way, okay? You just can't post it on social media saying, hey, I need $1 million. I need to raise money. I need to raise $1 million because I need money for this apartment building. You just can't do that, right? You're going to get in trouble. Now, there's different ways of doing it. There's 506Cs, 506Bs. I would recommend you go speak to an SEC attorney that can help you put these kind of offerings together, okay? That way, you don't break the law and get in trouble and get fined by the SEC. You definitely don't want to do that. You gotta have a previous relationship with that person if you're gonna raise money from them for a real estate project, right? So, you know, unless you're doing a 506C, which is accredited investors only, but still, I would still recommend, I don't wanna give you guys any legal advice. You need to talk to your attorney and they'll let you know exactly for your project how you can raise money for it. But it's really no secret. It's all about where are you hanging out? What are you doing with your free time? What are you doing? Are you joining any webinars? Go to the Facebook groups that if you're buying apartment buildings, go join all these apartment building Facebook groups. Like go join mine, $1 billion apartment and commercial real estate, right? Go join mine and go. There's people that post Zoom links to meetings, and you want to go and join those Zoom links and start connecting with people. You don't even have to travel anywhere. You can be on a Zoom meeting just about every night of the week. People in California, people in New York, people in Florida, people in Denver, all over the place, just learning and connecting with other people with whatever asset class you want to buy. Let's say apartment buildings. You want to join a lot of these Zoom calls with apartment building buying people or networking, right? With those kind of people, because that's where you're going to get connected, right? And maybe you can't raise money all on your own, but you can connect with somebody else that's really good at raising money. You find a deal, they can help you raise the money together. You guys general partner and you guys work it all out to where everybody's doing what they need to do to make that offering the right way, to offer that product the right way, make sure all the legal documents and is done, you know, in the right manner, because very important, okay? Very important that it gets done properly. So I would suggest to talk to an SEC attorney when you're gonna raise money. But that's pretty much how I've done it. I've networked people that can raise capital, and they come, their general partner in the deal. That's not all they do. It's not just raise capital, but they also help out with the due diligence. They help out with the escrow deposits. They might help out with some of the construction management. They always have another role to play in the project, but that is a great way to be able to raise money, because there's a certain amount of equity you give away for raising capital, right? For all the general partners, right? Every general partner has a different role, and everybody has a role to raise capital, because you need to raise capital for the project. So that's the way I've done it. I'm sure there's other ways of doing it, but this is my video and it was successful, and it has been very successful for me. And I wish you the best of luck. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.